The politics of mean. Look at the candidates glaring at you. Don't listen, because most are lying anyway. Just look. Their eyes are tight pools of hatred or contempt. They don't speak. They snarl. They promise wars, foreign and domestic, wars on Iran and on immigrants. From their looks, they seem moments away from their heads exploding in fury. One wonders, why? For the better part of a generation, their economic policies have ruled the roost, a program of deregulation and cuts in social services. Many of them voted for or supported the Iraq War, with the exception of Texas Congressman Ron Paul, and applauded Bush too as he lumbered into blunder after blunder. We're told they represent the angry white men. As Oakland poet, novelist, playwright, and resident genius Ishmael Reed has asked, what could they, one of the most subsidized groups in world history, be angry about? They plundered the earth, ravaged Asia, turned the Middle East into a charnel house, stolen millions from Africa, and yet they're angry, snarling like wolves in winter, hungry for more war, more destruction. Corporations must feed, and these politicians, with souls for sale, are eager to do their bidding. Yeah, it's election time. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.